This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Today we'll be led in prayer by Roy Larson of the Christian Motorcycle Association. I just point out there are a number of Christian Motorcycle Association members here today in the gallery, and we welcome you. And we also have a number of members of Abate that are here, and I think there will be recognition of you folks in a little while as well. But we'll begin today with Pastor Roy Larson leading us in prayer and Annabelle Simpson of Peer, our page, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Almighty God, creator and preserver of all good things, both in heaven and on earth, in your name we have assembled, and in your name we desire to proceed in all our doings. This day we acknowledge you as a giver of life, and with humility and confidence we ask that your wisdom be imparted to these distinguished members of the South Dakota State House. We invite you to give us teachable and pliable hearts, and when necessary, hearts to receive your correction. Today, we are the glad recipients of your mercy and compassion. We now humbly ask to be given grace from above to freely distribute that which we have freely received. Grant us, O Lord, the courage to stand our ground, or to stand alone if necessary, to stand fearlessly in the face of all that would set us apart from the paths of your righteousness. Help us not to forget the founding fathers of this nation and this state, who years ago set the course of our government in motion. May these men and women who represent us today be honorable counterparts to that historic calling. And may all words and actions clearly reflect a united heart that has sought heavenly wisdom. May strength and resolve be balanced with grace and mercy. We thank you for the protection of our citizens as we pay tribute to those who proudly serve in the military and in law enforcement. Finally, we pray for traveling mercies and divine protection while in this state capital and in each representative's home district. May all that is done be done in your honor and glory, as I pray in the worthy name of Jesus, and all the house said, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. You can just go back.
Clerk will please call the roll. You have to wait to be called upon, Representative.
Anderson, Bartles, Barthel, Beal, Bordeaux, Borglum, Bruner, Chafee, Chase, Schwach, Dennert, Deutsch, Diedrich, Duba, Duval, Fink, Fry, Mueller, Glanzer, Goodwin, Gosch, Greenfield, Lana, Gross, Hammock, Hansen, Healy, Howard, Hunhoff, Jensen, Kevin, Johns, Chris Johnson, David Johnson, Carr, Koth, Blake, Latterell, Lesmeister, Livermont, Marty, McCleary, Mills, Milstead, Miss Kimmons, Mullally, Olson, Otten, Herman, Perry, Peterson, Kent, Peterson, Sue, Pischke, Post, Poirier, Quam, Randolph, Rasmussen, Reed, Reimer, Ring, Rounds, Saba, Shane Fish, Smith, Jamie, St. John, Steele, Sullivan, Weiss, Wheezy, Willardson, York, Zickman, Speaker Haugard.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you very much. And I would just like to make sure that we don't miss the Doctor of the Day today. And also we have some other folks here from Girl Scouts from Brandon, but we'll get to recognition there in a few minutes. Is the Doctor of the Day here, Dr. Benjamin Aker? Is Dr. Aker in here today? All right, we'll just wait for that. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Stephen G. Haugard, Chair.
That motion having been made, is there a second? Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Oh, we got it.
Order of business number 5.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1016 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and that House Bill 1017 do pass. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
January 10th, 2019, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has approved the adoption of the temporary joint rules adopted by the 94th legislative session as the permanent joint rules of the 94th legislative session. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate concurrent resolutions number 3 and 4, which have been adopted by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Kay Johnson, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, urging Congress to increase federal funding for special education. Representative Shane Fish moves that Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, as found on page 13 of the Senate Journal, be concurred in.
That motion having been made and seconded, is there any discussion on that motion? Representative Shane Fish.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. SCR 1 came out of the Extraordinary Cost Fund for Special Education Summer Committee, which I and several members of this body were a part of. In 1975, Congress passed the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, mandating that all children with disabilities be provided a free and appropriate public education. At the same time, Congress indicated that they would pay 40% of the cost of educating those students. Congress has never provided 40%. They haven't even done half that much. The costs and staffing needs for special education continue to increase. These costs are passed on to the state, the schools, and the taxpayers. There have been bipartisan efforts in Congress to increase special education funding, and I ask for your support to encourage Congress to fulfill their obligation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks, Representative Latterell?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. I really appreciate the sponsor of this resolution bringing to our attention an important issue, which is the Congress making promises and breaking them, which is something that we face every day here in this body. And I certainly agree with the sponsor's intention behind this resolution. He has a genuine desire to help our special education students get the very best education possible. And so I'm very reluctantly having to cast a red vote today. I just wanted to explain briefly why. Special education is an issue very close and dear to my heart. I have two sisters with Down syndrome, Grace Lorraine Latterell and Eva Faith Latterell. And they're two of the brightest stars that God's ever put on this earth. And they shine their love on people every single day. And my family has benefited from the special education funds that we're talking about today. When I took my oath of office, I swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the rule of law, not necessarily for what benefits my family personally. So it's very difficult for me. The federal government was created by the states, by the Constitution, and they have certain enumerated powers delegated to it from the states. So the general framework is basically that the states would retain their sovereignty over all the areas that happen inside the borders of the states, and cooperatively delegated some of their sovereignty in a few specific areas like international trade, national defense, and postal roads that are national in nature. And as you know, the 10th Amendment lays out the enumerated powers doctrine in specific terms, just in case it wasn't obvious by the structure of the Constitution. It says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So I do agree there's an issue, and I think my solution here would be that the federal government would stop spending money on unauthorized areas like education, return that money to the states, so that we could take care of our special education students. And I agree that the resolution is calling out Congress for breaking a commitment that they made and that they're not honoring it. I agree with that. I think Congress should stop making promises that they shouldn't be making, and that they should limit themselves to those powers that we have delegated to them so that we can take better care of our special education students here at home. So it's with great difficulty that I'm going to cast a red vote today, but I certainly appreciate the passion and the intention behind this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Smith.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. I have a question for the good representative from Lincoln County.
Go ahead and state your question.
Is there a Supreme Court case that you can cite that makes this illegal to fund IDEA?
Representative Latterell, do you wish to answer the question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll do my best. I believe it's all of our duty to uphold the Constitution as it was intended by those who wrote it. And so we are not to, in my view, delegate our interpretive powers just to the courts to decide what the Constitution means, but all of us elected officials take that oath, and it takes all of us to enforce the original meaning of the Constitution. So I can't point to a specific one as to your question, and I did draft an amendment that does call for Congress to limit itself to its powers and that we would be able to take care of special education here at home, but in the interest of time, I didn't move it today.
Thank you. Further remarks, Representative Smith.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I was on that summer committee this summer and would side with the good representative that sponsored this today. This is a necessary thing for our state. We need to take care of the most vulnerable people around us, and this is a legal way to provide that funding, and the federal government should do their job. That's all this resolution is asking them to do. So please vote green. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Further remarks? Representative Shane Finch, anything further? All right. Thank you. Given that debate, Representative Shane Finch has moved that SCR 1, as found on page 13 of the Senate Journal, be concurred in. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will begin to vote. I'll back up. I believe that we had a second, but I thought we did. All right, thank you. So the clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote. Representative Rounds. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, if you look up into the lobby or the gallery today, we got a number of individuals. They're wearing vests, jackets, collars, as I would call it. This is a very active organization, which many of you recognize. They go by the acronym ABATE, which is stands for a Brotherhood for Awareness, Training, and Education. This organization is very involved politically with promoting favorable motorcycle legislation, motorcycle safety, and awareness. They're here every year. Last night they hosted legislators at the Moose Across the River, and this morning they had some delicious rolls down in the rotunda, some good coffee. With this organization up here, they're here every year. They can answer questions. They're available to us should there be legislation involving motorcycle safety, operation of motorcycles. They give up a lot of time to be here. I'd ask you to welcome them here today.
Thank you. Representative Rounds.
I do have a follow-up, personal privilege.
Granted.
Joining us with this group, as he has joined this group for so many years, is a former colleague of mine and many of yours who sat in this body. Physically, he's not that tall, but in my mind, I look up to this gentleman. I've looked up to him for a number of years. Sitting up in the far gallery is former Representative Jim Putter Putnam.
Welcome. Representative Bruner.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you. Well, I draw your attention today. This beautiful young lady sitting next to me is my daughter, Cameron. When I first started in this house, she used to have to stand on the chair when I wished her a happy birthday. Today, she doesn't have to stand on the chair, but help me wish her a happy birthday today. She turns 18.
If I may, Mr. Speaker, representative from Brown County, standing behind that big bush of flowers, has agreed to take over the responsibilities of leading the chamber in special events like this.
Well, that is great. We'll all stand and sing.
Representatives Anderson, Schwach, Freimuller, Howard. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 50, nays 13, and excused 7.
Having received a majority of the members elect, the motion is passed.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, a concurrent resolution commending, honoring, and thanking South Dakota's numerous women veterans for their service to our country and state. The speakers waive the committee referral. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4, commending and thanking the men and women of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, urging Congress and the President to fund construction of steel barriers and border control impediments, along with the strengthening of current border control infrastructure, and urging Congress and the President to ensure compliance with and enforcement of federal immigration laws. Speakers waive the committee referral.
Order of business number 9, consideration of reports of select committees.
Representative Quam moved that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangements for the memorial service for the 94th Legislative Session, as found on page 34 of the House Journal, be adopted.
That motion having been made and seconded, is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of the House bills that we have for today.
House Bill 1041, an act entitled to provide for the carrying of a concealed pistol without a permit. And House Bill 1042, an act to exempt law enforcement from the requirements to be licensed as commercial drivers.
Speaker signs House Bill 1041 to State Affairs, House Bill 1042 to Transportation, and the resolutions are waived. This time, I'd just like to take a moment and introduce the folks from Brandon. I think most everybody's seated up here. Is that right? It's the Girl Scout troop, troop number 40058 of the Dakota Horizons Girl Scouts in Brandon. And with them are their parents, some of the parents, Dawn Heeb, Stacy Runkle, Armory Dinges, Barb, and Greg Nissink. Welcome. Thanks for being here today. And is the doctor of the day present by now? Right there. Let me give you a little background. The doctor of the day is seated in the back of the chamber there to my left, Dr. Benjamin Aker of Brandon. This, of course, is sponsored by the South Dakota State Medical Association, the Doctor of the Day program. Dr. Aker practices emergency medicine at Avera Sacred Heart Hospital in Yankton, received his medical degree at the University of Nebraska in 2005, completed his residency at the University of Texas Southwestern in 2008, and Dr. Aker is a member of the American Medical Association and has been an active member of the South Dakota State Medical Association since 2011. He currently serves as vice president of the South Dakota State Medical Association Board of Directors. Welcome, Dr. Aker, and thanks very much for being here today. Any other announcements? Representative Routes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Monday morning, 10 a.m., your House Commerce and Energy Committee will meet again. We will be taking up four bills on Monday, so if you've got nothing else to do and you don't belong to the committee, you're welcome to come in and learn how it's done. So thank you, Mr. Speaker. And if I may, Mr. Speaker, I have a little leniency, a little other personal privilege.
Granted.
My first year as a legislator, I was seated where the Honorable Representative Greenfield sits, and I was sitting next to the Speaker Pro Tem. And they pulled a quick one on me that year. He turned to me and he says, "It's your job to second everything." It was really his job. So ever since, and that's been for 14 years, ladies and gentlemen, 14 years, I've been habit of seconding everything. Well, to get even with the system, after that year, I demanded a piece of chocolate from the Speaker Pro Tem for every second I made. And the good representative from all them counties, look at his dish, it's empty. He just finally gave up. And he gave me a 3-pound Hershey's chocolate bar to cover the session. With that, I can only eat about half of this, so I'm going to break it up on Monday afternoon when we come in after caucuses. But when we start session, I'll have this laying around someplace so we can all share in it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's one huge s'more. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder that House Ad will meet bright and early, 7:45 a.m., room 413. Anybody and everybody's welcome to come. We've got three bills on the docket. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary will meet on Monday at 10 a.m. and 4:13 we'll take up four bills brought to us from the Department of Corrections. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Bartles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations will meet at 8:30 on Monday. We're having a late start, and we're going to look at the Environment and Natural Resources Department, Military, and Veterans Affairs.
How do we account for 8:30? It's pretty generous.
I was nice... Senator Wick did that. I'm not real sure what he's got going there.
Well, sleep in. Have a nice weekend. Any other announcements? Hearing none, is there a motion? Representative Steele.
Mr. Baker.
Representative.
I move we adjourn.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
We're adjourned.